The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied as Zecher Nishmat Morzekenir by Yosef ben Sarah, Velelu Nishmat by Abraham ben Esther, Vele Zecher Nishmat the Bahurei Yeshiva that Ba'alenu passed away in the terrorist attack yesterday in Yerushalayim in HaKodesh. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Hetinishmatam Surah Besor HaHayim. Refuah Shelema, all the Pitzurim, all the
injured.
The injured Bahurei Yeshiva, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yishlach Lahem Refuah Shelema. Refuah HaNefesh, Refuah HaGuf, Refuah Tam Kirubah Labo, V'chin Yanasom Neramar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Ayin Zayin. We start on the top line. Tenan Hatam. We learned in Mishnah, Masechet Shabbat. Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbat. It is permissible to make Hafarat Nedarim on Shabbat. The Ran says, Ba'al Ishto. So a husband can make hafarat nedarim to his wife. V'nish'alim lindarim she'en litzorech ha-shabbat. Nish'alim means you go to the chacham and you make she'ela. So you can go to the chacham on Shabbat for nedarim that are specifically for tzorech Shabbat, that have a need for the Shabbat itself. So the Gemara wants to know, Iba'ya lehu. Mefirim nedarim b'Shabbat, that which he said the husband can be mefir nedarim of his wife on Shabbat. Letzorich haShabbat is a dafka after neder has a tzorich of Shabbat, which means she made a neder. Let's say she doesn't want to have onik Shabbat, she's not going to eat on Shabbat or something like that. So such nedarim that are for tzorich, that's permissible. Or dilma, or maybe afilu shelo letzorich. Or maybe even shelo letzorich. Maybe the husband can be mefir any nedarim of his wife on Shabbat. See, the real question is how to learn this Mishnah that we just read. When it says at the end of the Mishnah, letzorich ha-Shabbat, is the tzorich ha-Shabbat going back on both cases? Is it going back on mefirim nedarim b'Shabbat, the husband to the wife, and the hacham? Or is it only going back on the case of the hacham itself? So that's the way that Ran learns the question. Look at the Ran on the second line. Mefirim nedarim b'Shabbat, letzorich ha-Shabbat. Ha-diktani letzorich ha-Shabbat. That's what it said in the Mishnah, that you're able to be mefir nedarim for the tzorich of Shabbat. Akuda matnitin kai. It's going back on both cases of the Mishnah. Da'afilu afara, even afara of the husband, da'afka letzorich ha-Shabbat. Or dinma afilu shelo letzorich ha-Shabbat. Or maybe not. When it comes to the husband, he can be mefir all nedarim. De'lo kaira ashe'ela. Maybe it's only going back on the she'elat hakam, mishum tekevan tzarich hakam, or shloshed yotot, mehsi kedina. Which means it looks like you're going to court. When you have to go to a rabbi, and you have to go to three people to get an absolvement, so maybe that they only permitted when it's for the tzorich of the Shabbat, because otherwise it looks like you're going to a court. And we know you're not allowed to go to a court on Shabbat, so maybe they were more strict in that case. Or maybe the reason why we're more strict in the case of going to the hakam, because there's no time limit. If you're going to do she'elah, it doesn't have to be the day of the neder. A husband only has rights for the day itself. But a hakam, you can go 2 weeks later, and the lady can go and absolve herself from the hakam. So it could be, when it comes to the law of going to a hakam, we're more strict. On Shabbat, can be only nedarim that are tzorich of the Shabbat. So that's the Gemara's question. To what extent are we, which is the Gemara doesn't have a she'elah on she'elah. She'elah is only tzorich Shabbat. The she'elah is on hafara of the husband. What type of nedarim do they allow to be mefer on Shabbat? Tashema. So we have a braita. Come and listen. Detani Rav Zute Deber Rav Pape from the Bet Midrash of Rav Pape En mefirim nedarim Ela letzorech haShabbat. Clearly, nedarim can only be mufar by the husband if it has a sorek of the Shabbat itself. As I said, what is the Surah Shabbat? She made a neder legabe onik Shabbat, achila on Shabbat, things like that that would affect the Shabbat itself. Amar Rav Asher, halo tenan hake. Says, I'm sorry, but we didn't learn like that in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is mashma that all nedarim, the husband has a right to be mefer. I'll tell it to you outside. One of the cases of our Mishnah, if you remember, was talking about a lady that made a neder right close to Motzei Shabbat, close to Hashecha. Right close to the sunset on Motzei Shabbat. So what do we say? We said since you have hafarat nedarim that day itself, so the husband is able to make hafarah up until nightfall. So he has a few minutes. So the Gemara is going to assume that a neder that's made close to nightfall on Friday and Motzei Shabbat has nothing to do with Shabbat anymore. Onik Shabbat is finished. All the seudot are over. Okay. Well, what is she making a neder? I'm not going to wear tachshitim on Shabbat. Jewelry, it's over the jewelry. Jewelry you usually wear during the day. So normally a neder that's made that late in the day cannot have any ramifications for the Shabbat itself. And still we said what? The husband could be mefer. So you see what? You see that this interpretation goes against the Mishnah. I mean, even hafarat and nedarim that are not la'inyan Shabbat is mutar. The Gemara says, Nadra im hashicha. That's the case of the Mishnah. She made a neder im hashicha motzei Shabbat. Mefer la ad shelo techshach. You can make hafarat until it gets dark. So the Gemara says, Ve'i amart letzorech ha-Shabbat im. Shelo letzorech ha-Shabbat lo. But if you are telling me that the darim that are not for the tzorech of the Shabbat, you cannot be mefer, my idiya hashecha. Why did you have to tell me that the case is you can't make a farat darim at nightfall? Give me a better case. Afilu betoch hayom enu yachol lehafer. Tell me a case which is even stronger, that even during the day of Shabbat you would not be allowed to be mefer, the shelo letzorech. Because bottom line, it's not letzorech. Which is, if you tell me that not letzorech, you cannot be mefer, so therefore, what do you have to tell me that only when nightfall came, you cannot be mefer? Even before nightfall, you wouldn't be able to be mefer. If it's shalom and tzorek Shabbat, so then there's a bigger haddush. Yeah. Nightfall for sure. Nightfall already is the next day. I have no question. Tell me a bigger haddush. Tell me even before that. It must be that no, that before that, you are allowed to make hatfarat nedarim. Why? Because it's ben tzorek, ben shalom and tzorek is mutar. And that's the point of our Mishnah. Look at the Ran. Afilu. בתוך היום נמר לא יפה, ושלא צורך הוא. תכיוון דאם חשיכה נדרה, ואבשי שימר הנדר, close to sunset on מוצאי שבת, מהי צורך שבת יש בהפרתה? אבשי, what's צורך of שבת כדה בי במקנה הפרה? אלא ודאי אפילו שלא זה צורך מפה, לפי שהזמן עובר וכתכתר, שאם חשיכה ולא הפר, שוב אינו יכול להפר. What do you mean? Why you tell me that if he waits לחשיכה? According to the way you understand that if it's not the tzorech Shabbat, it'd be asur even during the day. Ela from the fact that the Mishnah said, "Hashicha." You see that even stuff that's not the tzorech Shabbat is mutar lehafer on Shabbat itself. So the Gemara comes along and says, "Indeed, tana'i, it is indeed a machloket tana'im." And that's really the conclusion of the Gemara. It is a machloket tana'im. To what extent are you allowed to be mefer nedarim on Shabbat? And it says, "Hafarat nedarim." Right, remember we had a machloket, we learned on yesterday's daf. How long does the husband have to make hafarat nedarim? So one shita said hafarat nedarim kol hayom. Kol hayom means the whole day, until the day finishes. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon amru me'et le'et. They said no, you have 24 hours. Now the Gemara wants to say that this machloket of whether hafarat nedarim can be done only on the same day or me'et le'et really is dependent also on this machloket, which type of nedarim can the husband make kafara? How? Leman de'amar kol hayom, which means according to the opinion that says kol hayom you have until the day in, which means you have the whole day. Yes, tafel lo, but more than the whole day. No, which is once nightfall comes, you cannot make kafara nedarim. Afilu shelo letzorech Shabbat mefer. So in that case, it'll be lenient even shelo letzorech Shabbat. Why? You're going to miss the time. You're going to miss it. It's not like you have, time after Shabbat. So therefore, since you have a smaller window, so that shita is going to be the one that says you can be mefer nedarim even shelo letzorech Shabbat. But the opinion that says you have 24 hours, so then letzorech Shabbat in. So unless it's letzorech Shabbat, okay, then be mutar. Shelo letzorech Shabbat, no. So really, that's what comes out in the Gemara. It's a machloket amongst the Tanaim. Look at the Ran, Tanaehi. The braita that we wrote above is not a contradiction to our Mishnah. The man damar kodayom kulo tefelo mefer. The court opinion says after the day is over, you cannot be mefer anymore. Afilu shelo tzorech hashabbat. The kevan chazeman over. Since the time is passing, hekiru lafer shelo tzorech. Masheen ken b'sheela. Now we go back to the sheela. Sheela is going to the rabbi. The efshar behold. Exactly. She'elah, when they're going to the rabbi, they didn't limit rabbis on hafarat to one day. Rabbis can be mefer whenever the lady comes. They can come a year later and you want to be mefer. So then why should you do it on Shabbat? So hafarat nedarim of she'elat hakam is only letzorech Shabbat. Hafarat ba'al afilu shelo letzorech Shabbat. Leman de'amar that you only have the day. Leman de'amar me'et le'et. But according to Pesach, you have 24 hours. Letzorech Shabbat each. Letzorech Shabbat lo. Kivan de'efshar b'chol. Hey, go during the week. Go Sunday. Go Saturday night. Go the next day. You still have time. Hilkak l'inyan halakha. Another Ran summarizes the halakha because this subject is over. Hilkak l'dida l'didan. Dekai malan. Dafara l'darim kol ayom. Tu vetula. Mefirin d'rim shabbat. Afilu shalom tzorek ha-shabbat. We learned yesterday. Where do we hold the halakha? Hafara l'darim kol ayom. We don't go with the 24-hour period. The Gemara concluded that to us. That we don't go like that zug that said you go like the 24 hours. So therefore, since we go the whole day, so the deen is, you can be mefer the deen of a wife on Shabbat, even if it's not the Torah Shabbat. You mean it's got to do with Shabbat. Doesn't matter. You can be a mefer. Good. Now the Gemara goes on to the next subject. We learned in the Mishnah and Shabbat, v'nish'alin lindarim shehen letzorech Shabbat. Right, you can go to the Hakam for Nidarim that are Tzorech Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Ibayelihu, the Gemara has a question. The Benei Yeshiva had a question. That which we said, we can be Mefer Nidarim, or She'elat Nidarim, on Shabbat, Kishelo haya lahem penai, or Dilma kishaya lahem penai. Question is, are we talking about, even if they had time to do it on Friday? Which means, maybe if they had time to do it on Erev Shabbat to go to the rabbi, and they waited to Shabbat, even though it's Tzorech Shabbat, maybe I'm not going to be lenient. Maybe in that case I say you should have went yesterday. Just maybe the heter that I say, that She'elat Nedarim is Mutar on Shabbat, is only talking about where they didn't have Pinay on Friday, didn't have time on Friday. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference. That's the Gemara's question. Tashema. So the Gemara brings a proof. Is the kiku le rabbanan le bere de rav zutra bere de rav zeira? That was the son of Rav Zutra that had a neder on him. So the rabbis went to him to be mefer his neder. Afilu bin darim shayalim penam be'ojom. I was talking about a case where he could have been mefer it on Friday. He had a time and still lot. The rabbis went on Shabbat and they were mefer the neder. So you see that is not a factor. Look at the Ran. Just to read the Ran's inside. Itba'e lehon. B'shelo haya efshar lahim be'ojom. Kegon shenadra erib Shabbat im hashecha. Now what would be a case where you didn't have time to go on Friday? She made the neder Friday afternoon right before sunset. So you didn't have time to go to the hakam now. And the Shabbat came right in. Ina medelo iskak lehakam be'ojom. You couldn't find the hakam. You were looking for him, you couldn't find him. Yeah. So these are cases why Friday you would not be, you weren't able to do it. Vasikna, the afilu bin darim shayalim efshar be'odyom, nishalim letzorech Shabbat. Even the darim that you could have taken care of on Friday, it's mutar on Shabbat itself to go to the hakam. Okay, the Gemara goes to the next subject. Again, the discussion is hatarat darim on Shabbat itself. Savar, Rav Yosef Limamar. Rav Yosef thought to say, Nish'alin nidarim b'Shabbat. That which we say you can go to the Hakam on Shabbat to make Hatarat nidarim. B'yahid mumhe'in. B'shlosha idiotot lo mishum demithazeh kedina. She's that way I let you go to the rabbi. It's only a yahid mumhe' that's an expert. The law is, if it's an expert Tamid Hakam, one is allowed to be mefer the neder. If not, you have to go to three. Even hedjotot, three people to make hatarat nedarim. Like we do today, hatarat nedarim with three hedjotot. But the question is, he thought like this, that which I like to go on Shabbat, he thought maybe it's only to one rabbi, muzmumhe. But to go to three, no, because it looks like you're going to a court. Because three already is like a betim. And really, you're not allowed to go to court on Shabbat. So therefore, he thought to say that even the hafarat that we're meeting is only with yaid mumhe. Amale abaye, kevan desvira lan. Since we hold, la'alakha, afilu me'umad, that hatarat nedarim can be made even if the dayanim are standing, even if the three guys are standing. Afilu bikrubim, even if, let's say, they're related to the one that they're making hatarat nedarim to. Vafilu balayla, and you're allowed to make hatarat nedarim even at night. Lo mitchazek edina. It doesn't look like judgment. Because all these three things do not apply by betim. Betim, first of all, they have to be sitting. Number two, they cannot be related to each other or to the person that they're judging. And number three, you cannot do bet din at night. So therefore, since it doesn't have any of the laws, it has much more lenient laws, so it doesn't look like you went to Beit Din. Everybody's going to know. You see three people, they're not going to think it's a Beit Din. It's not related to a Beit Din. Beit Din has more strict laws. They have more flexible laws. So therefore, he wanted to say, even mutar to go to three on Shabbat. We're not worried about the Beit Din issue. Look at the Ran. ביחיד מומחה אין בשלושה לא משום דמתחזה כדינה וקיים עליו דאם דנים בשבת אפילו ביחיד מומחה אפילו למען which means to go to bet in on Shabbat even one יחיד מומחה it's אסור to go on Shabbat אפילו למען דסביר על דמי מומחה סמוך כמו שנכתוב לפני מסיעת השבת לא מנקרה מלטה ולא מחזק את זה but what, going to one doesn't look like a bet in however כיוון דסביר על אפילו מעומד ואילו לדינה אמר בפרק שבועות ישיבה הבעיה אוקיי, we learned the מסכת שבועות you have to actually sit in betting the judges have to sit ואפילו בקרובים שפסולים לדין אבל שזה פסול אין דין ואפילו בלילה שאין הקשר לדין לא מתחזק לדינה דאיקה הכרה טובה there's obviously a great it's recognizable in a great way that there is a indeed if it's coming on continues Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Ravuna Amar Rav Halakha Mefirim Nidarim Balayla okay Halakha which means a husband or for that matter a father to his daughter can be Mefir Nidarim even at night even Balayla so the Gemara says what do I need the statement of Rabbi Abba in the name of Ravuna in the name of Rav The Gemara says, "Vaham nitini." It's our Mishnah. What was our Mishnah? Nadra b'lele Shabbat. Correct. Wasn't the case where she made the neder on Lel Shabbat? And what did we say? Yafir. The husband can make hafara. So what's Rav coming to add to something that already I know from a Mishnah? Ela ema. Say okay. Change the statement. Ela ema halacha nishalin balayla. Which means the Chacham can be Matin Nedarim at night, and we're not worried about the fact of Beit Din, because like we said, Yachid Mumche is okay, or you can even go to three Yajotot, like we learned above. Why? Because since you can do it at night, so therefore you don't have that correlation between Beit Din. So the Mishnah was talking about Hafara. Rav was talking about Sheila, the Hakam can be done even tonight. Don't worry about the Betin issue. And therefore, it is Mutah. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, first white line in Ran, Baham Anitini, right? Umayka Mashmalan, what are you teaching me, Rav? Elaema halakha nishalim rimbalala vetstarik lashmeina. What's his Hadush? Tafagav de Bainin Hakam or Shlosha Ejotot, even though you need a rabbi who's Hakam, or you need to Ejotot, de Dami Ledina, that looks like judgment, Afilu Achimish Alim Balayla. Which means, forget about Shabbat itself. Even during the week, you cannot do judgment at night. So you would have thought that maybe you can't do Hatarat Edarim at night because it's like a court. And you can't set up court at night. Kamashmana, no, it's different than a regular court. And therefore, even during the week, in Shabbat as well, you can make Hatarat Edarim with a Hakam. At night, there is no problem. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Rabbi Abba de Ravuna. Rabbi Abba tells Ravuna, Amar Rav Hache. He says, did you really quote Rav accurately? Because it was Ravuna that quoted Rav that said that Nishalim Nindarim Balayla. Right? You can go at night. So he said, and you said that in the name of Rav. So he says, is that true? Did Rav actually say that? Amar le ishtik. He says, listen, he didn't say it, but when I said it in front of him, he kept quiet. Right. So you could assume the fact that he didn't argue on it, that he agreed with it. Amar le. So Rabbi Abba tells Ravuna, ishtik ka amart? Did you say that he was quiet and therefore his silence is a sign of approval? Or shatek ka amart? Or did you say that Rav was drinking at the time that you said the halakha, and therefore he couldn't react because he was drinking, and therefore who knows if he agrees with you or not? Which means, what did you say exactly? Did you say if he was shotek? Alright, so that's all. But what did you say? Did you say maybe he was shateh? Shateh is a different story. Shateh, as you would say, the halakha is drinking, so he didn't react because he's drinking. That's not the ayat that what he holds. So he says, Amar of Ika. Bar Avin, so the Gemara says, you know what? We'll prove from a different story. Rav Shita. How do we know Rav Shita? Amar Rav Ika Bar Avin. Is the kik le Rav le Rabah? Rav went to Rava, who needed obviously a hataradarim situation, bikituna debe Rav. In the Bet Midrash of Rav, Omed, when he was standing, Yehidi Ubalaila. So you see, clearly Rav was Mefir Nedarim for Rabbah in his Bet Midrash at night. So if you have no She'elah on what Rav's opinion is, he indeed agreed to the Halakha that it is indeed Mutar Dharan on top. Bekitunad Be'rav Beheder Shel Bet HaMidrash. Okay, comes again like this. Amar Rabbah. Rabba says, Amar Rav Nachman Halakha Nish'alin Nidarim Omed Yehidi Ubalayla Ubshabbat, when the Litzorech Shabbat, Ubikrobim, and even if they are relatives related to each other, Afidu Ayalehim Penai Bebe'od Yom, and even if they had time to do it on Friday, still, you're allowed to do it on Shabbat. So that summarizes that sugya and all the halachot that come out. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. The Gemara now is going to analyze Rav Nachman's question. You said what? Omed, right? The rabbis, or the betin, not even the betin, the three yotot or the hacham is able to stand when he's making the haftarat darim. Ve'atanya, we have a story. Yarad Rabban Gamliel min ha-chamor v'nit'atef v'yashav v'tid lo nidro. We have a story of Rabban Gamliel. He got off his hamor, says he covered himself in the talit, he sat, and he was matid the nidr. Oh, what did he do that for? Just let him stand, let him sit on the hamor. What is he got to get off? Even you want to tell me that riding on the donkey is like standing, he could have just stayed. What do you have to get off and sit? So you see what? You see the story that he have to sit. So the Gemara says, no ra'ayah from that case. Rabban Gamliel Savar Potrin Beharata, which means he thought that when you poteach a neder, you poteach Beharata. Which means, what does poteach Beharata mean? You have to give him a petah. You have to find a way to tell the guy, listen, had you known that this and this would have happened, would you have made your neder retroactively? And so you have to figure out a way to undo the neder retroactively, right? Now, mi'akar nidra ba'inan. And therefore you have to uproot the neder retroactively. So that already takes thought. That you got to concentrate to figure out a loophole to get the guy out of his neder. So the Gemara says, uba'e ayuneh. And this item over there needs ayun, right? Because you have to think of a situation to get the guy to say, hey, if you would have known it, yeah, I wouldn't have made the neder me'ikara. So therefore, that's why he sat, right? That's why he sat. Ahachi yashav. That's why he sat. He wasn't sitting midin nedarim. He was sitting midin when you think you need to concentrate. So what do? You sit. So therefore, that's a yet of concentration. A different story. So Gemara says, "V'rav Nachman sabar en potrin b'charata." But Rav Nachman held what? According to the halakha, en potrin b'charata, which you don't have to find a petah, which means you can just make matir. Right, you can just come along and say mutarim lachem, and therefore v'afilu me'omed, and therefore you have no problem. That's why you can stand, because it doesn't take any. And he thought, it's just an easier process. Comes the Ran. The Ran is third line. Rav Nachman Savar Potrin Baharata Hilkach Afilu Me'omid, which means since you could be Potir Baharata, actually do the one before that. Rabban Gamliel Savar Ein Potrin Baharata Ela Sarik Lemsot Petah Metuch HaNevel Fitz Sarik Le'ayune B'Fetcha Yarad Min HaMor. That's why he said, because you have to ma'ayin. However, Rav Nachman Savar Potrin Baharata Hilka Kafidu Me'omed Velo Pirish Ken Rashiza B'Perek Adar. Okay, Rashid didn't explain like that. V'Ketav Rashba Azal Dildidan V'Kai Malan Potrin Baharata Kevan Dime'ikara Dime'ta Potrin Baharata V'Lo Ba'inin Yoshev Afilu Lo Netcharet V'Anu Sirichim Nachazor Achar Petachim Natiro Lo Ba'ya Yoshev V'Kevan Di'ika Dina Me'omed Sof Dina Me'omed V'Fi Shol Yerat L'Tamo Eni Omer. Okay, so he brings out one of the Rishonim, but he the Ma'aseh that Ran holds the Shitato, Hatarat Nedarim can be made standing up, and there's no problem. Just like the Nedar is made Me'omed, Afarat can be made Me'omed, does not need any sitting. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Amar Le Rabba Rav Nachman. Rava tells Rav Nachman, Hazeh mor haim rabbanan da'atam ma'araba ve'amar. He said there was a certain student that came from Eretz Israel that said from the names of the Hachamim in Eretz Israel, where he had the inyan of the Nedarim, the story. Is the kiku le rabbanan, the rabbis were needed, libered Ravuna bar Avin, to the son of Ravuna bar Avin, v'sharu le nidre. They were matirim his neder, ve'amru le, but they told him, zil ube rahame al nafshach dehatat. You better go ask rahamim for your life, because you made a sin, because you made nidarim. Detani ravdimi achud rav safra kolan noder. Even if he's mekayem the neder, nikla chote, he's considered a sinner. Amar zvid meekera. Where do I know that from? So it says v'chi tehdal lindor lo yeye becha chet, which means v'chi tehdal sounds like if you refrain from sinning, v'chi tehdal lindor lo yeye becha chet. Ha lo hadalta. But if you didn't refrain, even if you kept it, ikachet. Now, what's the sin? Because the sin is you're putting yourself vulnerable to break the nedarim. Jeez, we don't even want you to put yourself in a position where you can come and break the neder. So therefore, he told him, "I'll be matir the neder to you, but you should know that you didn't do a good thing, and therefore, you have to have a you have to have like a kapara." Okay.
Make a donation.
Comes the Gemara and says, "Okay, now we discuss the different lishonot." The different languages that a person is able to make hakama or hafara. As we said, right? The husband can make hakama or hafara nadim to his wife. So then we have to discuss the different lishon. What does he say exactly? And what's the languages over here? Okay. Tanya. Have a brighter. Ha'omer li'ishto. Guy tells his wife. After she made a neder. Kol nedarim shetaduri efshi shetaduri. Which means, it's like he's saying, nedarim, right? I don't want the nedarim. En ze neder, or he said, it's not a neder. Lo amar klum. Wow. So those languages over there are not hafarat nedarim. Which means, you have to say a more explicit language that you were mefer, that you were mevatel, the neder itself, mikan ve'ilach. Well, it's not enough to say ends in. You have to say it's not a neder going forward. You have to be a more explicit language that mikan ba'ilach. Okay, but if he said yafe asit, what's mikim now? She made a neder. Yafe asit, you did good. The end kemotech. Oi came along and said that what? That nobody like you, which means this is great. The imlo nadart medirech ani. Oh, he said like this. If you wouldn't have made the neder, I would have made it for you. A language like that, devarav kayamim. So that's considered hakama. That's the hakama, even though he didn't say that he's being mekayim the neder, because what's the point of the hakama? Hakama is what his heart is. So we just want him to be megaleh, that in his heart he agrees. So any language that shows acquiescence or agreement, so that's already okay. But hafara has to be explicit language. Yeah, you can't just say, you know, a vague language. You have to actually be mefer. Okay, look at the Ran. Tanya, we're reading the Ran inside now. Tanya omer l'ishto. Ahar shenadra konedarim shetaduri. Ahar shenadra konedarim shetaduri EFG shetaduri. All the nedarim that you are going to make, I do not want EFG, I don't want them. En ritzoni shten noderet mikan vailach. That sounds like he's saying that I don't want any nedarim going forward. Afalgav demash milti, even though you can imply from his language. Demai denadra adashta nihale, that which he did until this point, he's okay with. Umekayem lo nedrash nadra adashav, it's much like he's okay with whatever she did till now. Afidu achidu amar klum. He didn't say anything. She en zu akama. Now, nafka min aslan akama, meaning, v'ilu ratza achal kach leafer. Biyom shemi'a rashai. Which means the neder is still open. If he wants to make hafara on it, he can make hafara. Because once you make hakama, you lost your rights to make hafara. The chiddush of the Mishnah Braita is that since it's not considered hakama because it's got an implication, so therefore it's okay. Abad im amar lo yafe asit. But that's the end of the Braita. If you told the girl lady you didn't do good, I'm sorry, la again. Yafe asit, you did good. I'm happy what you did. Yafe asit. Oh, he tells her kishenadat nedarim alalu iname damala en kemotech. Nobody like you. Iname damala im lo nadat ani madirech. If you didn't do it, I would have made the neder for you. Devarav kaimim dechonani lishne hakama mashma. No, those are all the sort of hakama. Othi peruze kula Braita hakama. Good. According to this interpretation, the whole subject and topic of the Braita is Hakama. The Resha, all languages that don't work. And the Sifa, Mahaniba. And the Sifa's languages that do work. Right? That's the style of the Braita. Ulai Perusha, lo garasin ba'ach Braita, en ze neder, lo amar kilum. Which means you have to take out that text. Mm. Right, one of the cases in the Resha was if the guy comes and says "Enze neder lo amar kelum," the lishna de enze neder lo mashma ela bindarim shenadra kvar. Right, if anything, it's mashma on the pes nedarim. Right, and that's mashma the inyan of hafara. That's a hafara subject when he comes along and says "Enze neder uman de garisle." And according to the one that has that in the Braita, mefaresh le Braita achiyomel ishto. Guy tells his wife, "Benedarim she'avru." Well, the nedarim that already passed. Efshi she'taduri kilomar. Efshi bahin. She'taduri means on them, on the nedarim that you made. Iname the amar la enze neder. Or again on the past nedarim, he said enze neder lo amar klum. Why? Because we're talking about hafara, not hakama. This side of the equation is the hafara understanding of the Braita. Why is it not good? He came along and said, on the past nedarim. Mm-hmm. The nedarim that you did, I don't want. It's a neder. An afshi shetaduri. What's the problem? The hafara. Lashon meforaj ba'aya. You need an explicit language. The hiketani konadim shetaduri atid bimkom avaru v'shenadart ka'amar. Which means, don't be sidetracked by the language that he used, even though it's a future language, shetaduri. Mm-hmm. It's a language that could also be interpreted l'she'avar. It's much like that. Inam shetaduri davka, or you can say shetaduri is davka. Right? We said he could do the future, but the point is, when even though he's doing the future ones, don't think it's megale his da'at on the past ones. It doesn't affect because hafara's got to be explicit. So just because you show your intent on the future stuff does not tell us what he means on the fast stuff. Good. This style. The point of the Braita is, okay, hafara, it's got to be explicit, but hakama does not. These languages are okay. Then the Ran explains, what's the chiduk? Why hakama has to be, it's enough with intent. Whereas hafara has to be explicit. What's the chiduk? Mm-hmm. So he gives us the sivar of it. Kiyem bilibo kayam. Even if he was mekayem in his heart, that shows you intent. That's what he wants. Lo gare'e hani lishne mekayem bilibo. These languages are not worse than a guy that was mekayem in his heart. Abad ba'afara kevan de kaimala nefer bilibo eno mufar. But according to what we hold, and hafara in the heart is nothing. So now even when you're going to say it explicitly, so either it's going on hakamah, both the resha and the sifa, or on hafara, and the sifa is going on hakamah. Amen.